Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the life of the disciple of Jesus, Simon Peter, through this series called Beyond the Shallows. The main idea that we've been exploring week after week is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. Peter was notorious for following Jesus passionately, but not always perfectly. And we have followed Peter through the Gospels, and now we've been looking at his work through the early church that God used him to do in the book of Acts, which is really the history of the early church. And there are a few events as important in the early church as what we see in chapters 10 and 11 in the book of Acts. In fact, we are here today in 2021 in Ohio because of what happened in those chapters. Peter and most of the early Jewish Christians were wrestling with the question of whether or not Gentiles should become or could become Christians without also becoming Jews. And God uses the salvation of a Roman Gentile centurion to change Peter's perspective on this. And this is massive because for Jews, anyone outside of their religion and race was an outsider. They were Gentiles. They were those people. And learning to follow Jesus one step at a time means that we are willing to see those people as, well, just people. But discrimination dies a hard death, even the life of Jesus's followers, and it did for Peter as well. Peter has a vision where the Lord shows him specifically that Gentiles are not unclean, that they should not be kept outside of God's family, that God is welcoming all kinds of people to be a part of what he's doing, that the movement that Jesus started is not just a Jewish movement, but it's a movement for the world. And even in the face of God's vision, though, to Peter, he is still hesitant. Why? Because, well, he inherited some prejudices that are difficult to overcome. And haven't we all inherited prejudices that are difficult to overcome? We can see the heart of God for others, like Peter did in this vision, and still have difficulty changing our minds. And so how do we change our minds? How do we move beyond a gospel that is for a certain group of people to a gospel that is for all people? How do we move beyond saying that those people should be excluded to all people should be involved? Because if we're honest, I think we all have prejudices. We all have places in our hearts where we have designated people as those people. And so what do we need? Well, I think we need the gospel. We need to see that we were all outsiders before God brought us in, that we were all those people, that we were all enemies of God, going our own way, doing our own thing, and hostile to the things of God. But God brought us close. He welcomed us, outsiders as we may have been, into his family. And so how can we not do the same for others? God's heart is to reconcile all peoples to himself. And we get to be a part of that mission, welcoming all, no matter their race, their background, their country of origin, family of origin, all people. And who knows what people in the future in some distant land might benefit from our willingness to welcome others, just like we have benefited from the early work of the early church. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast. We'll have more episodes, so please come back for them later on in the week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you have brought us near. We were outsiders, and you brought us in. You made us insiders. And so, Lord, we thank you for your grace that has welcomed us. And so, Lord, help us to welcome others, even those people, the people that maybe we inherited some prejudice against, the people that, if we're honest, we don't always think about welcoming or wanting to have in our lives or to invite into the kingdom. But Lord, change our hearts. Change our hearts like you did Peter. Challenge us and make us the most welcoming people, even people who are different than us in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to reveal what prejudices you might have in your heart and ask the Lord to change you.